The chemical spill that threatened Philadelphia's drinking water late last month put a spotlight on a mundane-looking building in northeast Philly called the Samuel S. Baxter Water Treatment Plant. But who was Sam Baxter? Plant Philly's Sophia Schmidt takes a look at the man behind the plant.
Baxter was Philly's first and longest-serving water commissioner, starting in 1952, when a charter change created the job. He's credited with completing major improvements to the city's water system, like new sewage treatment plants to stop raw sewage from flowing directly into the rivers, and upgrades to the drinking water treatment process. Kumar Kishanchand worked with Baxter in the late 60s and early 70s, and later went on to serve as water commissioner himself. He says Baxter was an innovator.
So that the quality of the product that he was sending out to the public was as high a quality as could be obtained at that time.
Baxter grew up in Fishtown and took evening classes at Drexel. During World War II, he helped build a secret city where workers developed the atomic bomb. He racked up professional honors, including serving as president of the American Public Works Association, the American Water Works Association, and the American Society of Civil Engineers. But talk to former Water Department employee Floyd Platten, and you'll get a less rosy picture. During the late 60s, when Platten led an organization speaking out against police harassment of Black Philadelphians, Baxter transferred Platten to a do-nothing job. According to Platten, it was in response to a request from then-police commissioner Frank Rizzo. Platten says Baxter did a great deal for the water department, but
as a human being, I lost all respect for him.
Baxter's two-decade run at the helm of the water department ended when Frank Rizzo became mayor and did not reappoint him. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.